KVNC Cambridge, KVNC Eden Prairie.
Now it's time for Loveline on Zone 105.
Loveline is meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Adam Carolla, Dr. Drew.
I'm not modeling anymore for the two of you.
Loveline.
It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Fax number 310-854-4455. Dr. Drew is board certified physician. Takes medicine sessions. He'll come to your school for a nickel, kiddies. If you've got one. You got a nickel. Well, he's got the time.
Even free. Like
even free. Well, I think a nickel.
No, this is free.
You got to figure. You got to cover some travel expenses. You just got back from where?
North Dakota.
North Dakota. Beautiful this time of year over there.
Fascinating.
Uh-huh. And have you done much traveling over the last 2 weeks or so?
Give or take 15,000 miles.
That's right. All right. Well, you must really hate your family.
No, it's the medical school graduation season. I'm doing SC on Sunday and Irvine after that and North Dakota yesterday.
What is your fear? What do you think will happen if you just stop? What do you think is going to happen? You know what I mean?
You know
what do you think will happen to you if you just stop?
It's not a matter of just stopping. It's a matter of enjoying what I'm doing so much for fear that we'll just really. Because why would I do graduation speeches unless I really enjoyed it?
Well, I mean, fear was a good word in there. I think you have this feeling like you got to make hay while the sun is shining.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the sun never sets. And so you're just making hay all goddamn day, all week, all month, and then that turns into years, and then that turns into decades.
But at least I'm enjoying it. I really am.
You're enjoying not doing it. That's where your real enjoyment comes.
I got to tell you something. I can't believe I get to do the things I get to do.
I know, but you're doing too much of them.
I agree, would you? Well, the part of it is I accept things like a year in advance.
How do you really know what you want to do and don't want to do if it's all sort of driven by fear anyway?
It's not right now.
All right, scaredy cat. Andrea.
Yeah.
You're 14.
Yeah, I actually have talked to you guys before.
That's right.
Yeah, you guys remember, right?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. My question is I have a third nipple, and I kind of like it, not really. How many times can you find a girl with a third nipple?
Well, a lot of people have those things. They look just like moles. Is yours actually developed like a full nipple?
Yeah.
Where is it?
It's right under
the breast.
Yeah.
It's in the nipple line. That's what that's called.
Yeah, like, two lines of nipples.
Right, like dogs have lines of nipples.
Right.
Humans have that too when they're getting started.
Nice.
Usually, if you have something real developed like that, usually there'll be even another one below that.
Mm.
You have like a fourth?
No, really.
Look down below the second developed one and see if there isn't like a mole.
Like a little bump.
There you go.
I don't think it is.
No, I bet that's it.
All right. And when you pee, do you lift your leg or do you sit down on the toilet?
Squat.
You squat.
No, I sit down.
I see.
I'm normal.
Okay. And so you enjoy this.
Yeah, it's fine. I mean, I have nothing, you know, a problem with it. But my boyfriend, he's kind of like not liking the idea that I have any. And I mean, he's really loves.
How old is your boyfriend?
He's 15.
Huh.
Wow. I had not seen three nipples total at the age of 15. You know what I mean?
Much less three on the same person.
Much less on one woman. Yeah. and how developed is this nipple? If you just saw a picture of it without anything around it, would you know it was a nipple?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Right. And you enjoy it?
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, it's attention.
Do you wear a bra and a half? How does that work?
No, I just wear a regular bra. And I mean, sometimes, certain bras get in the way. But,
yeah.
That's not the problem, really.
It's not on the breast, though. It's under it, right?
Yeah.
Interesting. How are your breasts?
They're fine.
Yeah, this is just for me, for later, you know.
You know, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, I'm... What's bizarre about Andrea? Andrea's 14. 14-year-old girls, if they're not wearing the right brand of jeans, feel like they want to stay home that day from school or move to a different country. Mm. They're so... conscious about being different,
blending in,
standing out, whatever it is. here's someone with three nipples, which, by the way, this is something to be a little uncomfortable about.
Jesus,
I mean, I don't, you know, it's not our job to try to make people feel uncomfortable, but
no.
If someone told me, hey, I got three nipples, I'm feeling uncomfortable, I'd say, hey, you got a right to feel uncomfortable.
But she sort of got this this feeling about her that, hey, compared to what else going on in my life, it's no big deal. And number two, she got a 15-year-old boyfriend directing her to have surgery. Well, think about that temerity.
Do you think that he is, do you think that she is overcompensating? You know how when people go, they're never in the middle. It's
right.
Like either I want to kill myself because of my third nipple, or I'm going to build a float for it.
Right,
and
show
I'm
it everybody.
Bring it right down Main Street.
Yeah, right, right.
Both feel a little unhealthy to me.
Yeah.
Let me just ask Andrea one more time. Andrea?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Do you feel like you're overcompensating a little with your love of your third nipple?
Well, not really. I mean, I don't know. It's kind of hard because, I mean, I love my boyfriend to death. And, I mean, but it's like if I get it taken away, then it's like it's kind of like saying, you know, I really do care about, like, what other people think about me. And
yeah.
Don't.
Well, you do. You do.
But she doesn't.
Yeah, it's both ways.
Yeah but
yeah.
You do.
Yeah.
Everyone does.
So what do you think I should do?
You shouldn't do anything your boyfriend wants you to do just because he wants you to.
Is that thing hooked up, that nipple?
I might produce a little something, yeah.
Hey, Andrea?
Mm-hmm.
Is it hooked up, or is it just like one of those half kegs they stick to the wall at the German restaurants?
How does she know? Unless she's been pregnant.
I don't know. I mean, when you feel it, do you get a sensation?
Well, sort of. I mean, like, he's tried to, like, play with it a couple of times. I mean, I don't get, like, it's like the, I get the same kick, like if you're doing it to, like, any of the other two.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, it is just as sensitive as the other two?
Well, pretty much, but, I mean.
Okay, listen, you got three nipples. One is the superfluous third one, which is not in the same place at all the other one. Does it feel like the other ones? One more time. Andrea, yes or no?
Yes. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. All right. I don't know.
Whew.
I don't know answer her. Ryan?
Yeah.
You're 25?
Yep.
What's up?
I got a big problem on here on my hands that I need you guys to help out here. I've been married the last 3 years. I'm totally, you know, in love with my wife, committed. But I've been seeing someone in the last 6 months. I know that sounds. I know you guys probably like, you know, that's ridiculous.
No, I don't know. I know. Your wife is. She's your life. She's your everything.
Right.
And then
love her to death.
This other bitch you've been banging.
Well,
for a while, right?
Well, it's not a bitch, but anyways.
Oh no, she's a lady.
I love her too.
I mean, it. To me, to be completely honest, it's another guy. So.
Oh.
Yeah. Just found out that he has AIDS.
HIV or AIDS?
What's that?
HIV.
HIV.
Yeah.
And
how'd you find out?
I don't know how about, you know, go about telling my wife this or how to bring it up or...
How'd you find out?
He told me.
Why did he tell you now? Did he just find out?
He just found out now, yeah.
Uh-huh. Do you have any kids?
Two kids.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And have you always been bi?
Well, not since I met this guy, basically. I mean, I never thought I was.
Not since I met this guy.
Not
you
prior.
Sexual.
Not for prior to me.
You yeah. never had been with another guy
never.
Before this?
Never.
And you never thought about other guys?
Okay.
Maybe a little bit.
This
I mean,
guy must be some kind of good looking.
Or is it that you were married that somehow made it then safe? Now that you sort of fulfilled the idealized role of
your husband.
Yeah. Now you can go ahead and act out your fantasies.
Yeah, maybe.
All right. So, have you been tested yet?
I just barely found out this last weekend.
All right. Well, you're giving it a couple weeks, and say you get around to it. Don't they have some kind of discount on tests toward the end of the summer usually? Isn't August a slow testing month? I think they cut you about a 30% discount.
I mean, but like,
All right, hold on a second. I'm very much in love with my wife. I have two beautiful kids. I'm banging around with this gay guy. He's got the HIV. I only found out a week ago. I'm going to get tested, but, you know, that can take upwards of 20 minutes these days, and I'm on a pretty busy schedule. Like, aren't you just, before he gets the V part, people say hi to me, and I go running to get tested. I don't know the V. I expect a V.
To follow.
To follow. Yeah, I mean, all right, what are you going to, you just going to sit on that one for a while?
Well, this is, you got to remember, he's steeped in denial, this guy.
Right? Yeah. Ryan?
Yeah.
How can you sit on that? Don't you have to run that day?
Airlift.
And get tested?
I mean, yeah, you do.
Well, how come you haven't been tested then?
I don't know. I mean, I've got so many, like, you know, issues and, like, you know, stuff going on through my mind, you know, as far as my wife, my kids.
But are you, obviously you've been intimate with your wife
right.
in this period, and you weren't using condoms with this guy?
No.
And
were you ever a receptive partner in anal intercourse? Oh, boy, so yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, come on.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, honestly, yes.
And Adam, we have a receptive partner in alien, of course.
Let's see, what day is it? anal intercourse? Receptive? Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I pulled the train. half hour ago. Hey, Ryan?
Yeah.
All right, buddy. You've obviously been having sex with your wife, and since you found out, I hope.
What's that?
You haven't had sex with her since you found out. I'm trying to figure out how far gone you are.
No.
All right, so, Ryan, you need to get tested, he should get that DNA test that gives you, like, the immediate result one,
no,
right?
No, he knows he's positive, but there isn't any. Oh, you mean Ryan should get that one?
Ryan, yeah. Why not?
Yeah.
I mean, what's the earliest that I could find out, possibly? I heard you have to kind of, like, wait 6 months.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They have these DNA tests that they give to the porn stars.
Yeah.
And certain politicians.
So, like, I mean, okay, here's another question. I mean, do I wait 6 months and then find out, then tell my wife, or should I tell my wife?
Wow.
Okay,
wow.
Listen.
That's a tough question.
Ryan, listen to me.
You know, I mean.
Listen.
Okay.
You got to get that DNA test.
Okay.
That's the first thing you got to look into, because I think that's immediate results.
It's immediate results, but it's not a super accurate way to do it. It's a good idea. It's a good idea to do that, but really it's...
How long were you having sex with this guy?
Well, I met him about 6 months ago, about three and a half months.
Oh. Did you break things off with him?
Well, I mean, we're kind of not talking right now after, you know, he dropped his big bomb on me.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't, like, you know, called him, or he hasn't called me since then.
Yeah, can you guys stay apart for a little bit?
Oh, I think it's over with.
Yeah, okay, that's good. Now, Drew, hold on. How can he sneak his wife into getting tested without her knowing? Ah, he could get some blood from her. Oh, okay, hold on a second.
What?
Ryan.
Yeah.
Could you steal one of her tampons?
Oh, for Christ.
Seriously, would that work?
No.
That would work. That would work.
Give new meaning to the Western blot test.
No, but hold on a second.
No, listen.
Drew, but seriously, okay, I don't want Ryan to do this. Hypothetically.
No.
Can he get some of her blood?
No. But plus, I think she needs to know.
Okay, but I could do it. I mean, if I got myself into this bind, you would do it for me. No, you know, I know you. You know what I'm saying?
If you put me in as the your front man?
No, if I said to you off the air, hey, Drew, man, I got myself in a serious pickle here. And here's the deal. Here's a little blood sample. Just get it to the lab for me, brother. You know what I mean? You could do it, right? I mean, you could find out. I mean, he doesn't have any connection.
We supposed to have consent from the patient, though.
Yeah, I know, but yeah, it's a formality. Hey, we're buddies.
Hey, pass on.
Hey, you want one of those man show mugs? No problem. I'll get my assistant bring one right over to your office.
But listen, the way this should be handled, he needs to bring his wife into like a session with somebody, a professional, and just say, I have something to tell you. And let somebody help them work this out, because this is a total meltdown disaster.
Hey, Ryan?
Mm-hmm. Right? I mean,
I don't know. Yeah, Ryan?
You don't want to just running the streets.
You got to get in a therapist's office with your wife and just come clean.
And decide what you're going to do with all this.
I mean, you know, just say that I have something to tell you and then make an appointment, or just like...
Get
the car and start driving.
Make the appointment, get in there, and just say, you know what, you know, we got to talk about some issues, and I think we should talk about it in this setting.
Okay.
All right.
It's too uncontained, uncontrollable. Somebody needs to be helping you guys through this. I mean, he may end up with his boyfriend. That may be where he belongs.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, but he doesn't belong with the guy who has the HIV and didn't tell him about it, was having unprotected
sex. Maybe he didn't know about it. And
right.
That guy was being abandoned by somebody he really cares about at the time when he really needs him.
I'll tell you, you know what I would do? I'd get hold of a tampon. I'd bring it in somewhere.
You just fixate on a tampon. Why don't you develop a new test, a tampon test?
You
drop a tampon in some solution.
It turns blue?
It's all kinds of things about a woman you can
do. No, I'm just saying, you could test for HIV from a tampon. I would smuggle it into some lab somewhere. I'd grease the palm of one of these $7 an hour lab grunts who will do anything for a buck. I'd get it, and if it was negative, I wouldn't tell her.
Yeah, but she may still be harboring the virus.
Yeah.
And he may be able to transfer it to her.
All right. Listen, I didn't say there wasn't holes in my story. I just,
this needs to be...
All right. It's a
hold off.
Dante?
Yeah.
You're 17?
Yeah. First, I just want to say, Adam, Drew, you guys are awesome. Adam, I totally agree with your little rants about the sanitation committee and all about them not picking up the trash and everything.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I kind of
6:44 that came Friday, by the way. I don't know if I've mentioned that. I always wake up and look at the clock when I hear those sons of bitches backing up the street. 6:44. What other government service delivers before 7 a.m.? The one that bothers the F out of you. That's it. Nobody else. Nothing else you want shows up that early except for the noisy one.
Mm-hmm.
That's a beauty. Mail, forget about it. All right, Dante, I'm sorry.
6:42.
Yeah.
But my question was, the first one is, I'm bi, and I want to know how I should tell my mother or if I should tell her at all.
Don't tell her.
Why is it important to tell her?
Last week, my girlfriend's mother caught the two of us having a threesome with another guy, and she saw, what I was doing with the other guy, and she kicked her daughter out, and now she's staying with me. And she doesn't like the fact that she's staying with me, and she's threatening to call my mother and tell her what happened.
All right, so this is the first most legitimate reason to tell mom
that
you've come upon in a long time.
Yeah, it's solid. Well,
where are you living?
Baltimore, Maryland.
No, I mean, how are you supporting yourself?
I'm staying with my mother and my grandmother.
So isn't she wondering why this woman has suddenly appeared on the scene?
Well, she knows how my girlfriend and her mother don't get along. Like, in the past, they've had fights, and she stayed over here before.
I see.
But,
your girlfriend's mother walked in, and you were with a guy, and the girlfriend was there, too?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why, as a father one day, hypothetically, if I have a daughter or son for the gay stuff, I'm going to, the German war criminals, I'll keep the cyanide capsule in. I will have it at all times.
Once you have kids.
Once I have children.
Yeah.
No, after puberty.
No, you can rely on it before then.
Okay. I'm going to keep the cyanide capsule, and I'm going to keep it in my back teeth, between my upper and lowers in the jaw. And I'll just keep it floating around there, just like Nazi war criminals did. And I think, I'm trying to think of, one of the guys at Nuremberg killed himself before he got the gallows. The point is I'm just going to keep it there. And I'm going to learn to eat with that thing in there, sleep, and have casual conversation. No one will know it's there, but the one day I kick open the bedroom door and my son is blowing one of his schoolmates and there's some wind-up thing up my daughter.
Pow.
I chomp right down on that baby. Pow. And I just drop dead right in the doorway. They finish having sex. Maybe include me. Maybe they include my corpse into the sex. But the point is I will keep that in there for that day. And I feel sorry for mom, not because of what happened, because she didn't have the cyanide capsule in there.
Poor planning.
Yeah, no forethought. I don't know.
Well, it may become important to talk to mom. It's kind of, it sort of doesn't matter at this point.
It doesn't.
Yeah, if the other mom's going to call, she's going to call, and the S is going to hit the fan then, or the S is going to hit the fan when you tell her.
You might as well just wait till the other mom calls.
Yeah.
And you can call her a liar and say that she's being vindictive, and your mom, if she wants to believe you're not bi, will... believe you.
And you know, this is not, I need to declare to my mom my sexual identity. I need her to know who I am. This
right.
is, I've been doing some stuff that mom doesn't approve of, and she's going to find out. How do I protect myself?
Good.
It's a reasonable question.
Paul?
Yeah.
You're 24.
Okay, yeah, I just had a question about some medications, if they'd caused impotency or not.
All right.
Okay, I've got lithium, Seroquel, Celexa, and Aspex.
What was the last one?
Aspex.
Aspex.
Aspex?
Yeah, it's like an acid reducer.
Oh, the new one. Yeah, yeah, the new one. Yeah, the new pump.
You taking all that stuff?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, he's bipolar.
Yep.
And the Seroquel and the Celexa can definitely do it. Both can do that. Celexa probably more than Seroquel. Okay?
Yeah. Hey, Adam, you know that song, that vagina song yours?
Yeah.
I get kind of a kick out of that one. Like when I'm in the clinic getting an being seen for an appointment, I'll sit back in a little room when I get called back and I'll put the PA system on and start singing that thing.
Oh, really? Into the PA of the clinic?
Yeah. Oh. Real treat. They run around looking room to room. I was on the phone. A quick hang up before they get there.
That's good. Yeah.
Yeah, on the phone?
Yeah, let's hear. We have any of that, Anderson?
Who knows what goes on in the old vagina, the old vagina, the old vagina.
And here he is in a clinic setting where women are ready to have exams. And
oh, yeah. Are women being prepared to be examined there?
Yeah.
Intimately examined?
I know that for a fact because I've seen him go in the room.
Fantastic.
Hey,
what do you got going on in the background?
You're not taking care of a child, are
you? My daughter, but I'm... Hey, you said your friend Ray has a scalpel, right?
Has a what?
You said your friend Ray has a scalpel?
Yeah, he has a scalpel, yeah.
I'm one step up from that. I got Novocaine, and I've got different syringes to inject Novocaine in different spots to numb things up and do a little self-surgery, and I also know how to do an IV.
Fantastic. And you only have one child?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, actually, no, not one. I've got two.
Oh, okay. Good. Good. I was worried for a second that you're only influencing one young person.
Are you calling from Minnesota?
No, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
But actually, I've been around hospitals a lot to learn a lot of the medical lingo and how to use a lot of
things. I understand.
Hey, Paul?
Get the fix on this call.
Paul, no more kids, please.
I don't plan on having any.
Good. Good man. All right. Take care of yourself. He's worried about his penis, and he's worried about...
I am too scared to dig into that call. I really am.
Yeah. All you need to know is he has a couple of young daughters there. So take care of them more.
You know, North Dakota this morning, where I was spending my day, lots of trailers, trailer parks and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Some of those things are pretty nice.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Well, we can still make fun of them, though.
Yeah.
Can't we?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I like those prefab houses.
Yeah.
They ship it over in two pieces. Not the trailer ones, the prefab ones.
Aren't they the same?
No. The trailer, I mean, I know what you're talking about.
They're trailer prefabs, kind of.
Yeah,
but they look like houses in the front. But
these don't get wheeled over on their own wheels. They get wheeled over on a flatbed.
Right, right.
A big semi in two pieces.
Right, right.
And they just staple them together.
Right.
And there's just you see the halves, the right and half.
Right.
It's like they have a big sheet of Visqueen in front of them. It's kind of like those, remember those models, the invisible human body, the invisible rotary engine, you know? Hey, you can see how a house works. We cut this one in half.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't like that theory that, I got a seam running through the middle of my house, Terry. But anyway.
If you're not an earthquake, what the hell?
All right. We're going to take a little break. When we come back, we'll speak to Katie, who's 16, hasn't had sex in a month, and hasn't been able to sleep since. We'll get to what's up with her after this.
Love Line.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Love Line on the Zone 105.
Thank you,
Big Tobacco, for convincing me to smoke.
And the
filter
just makes me feel so safe.
It's
like a seatbelt or an airbag.
Thank you, Big Tobacco, for singling me out as a main target.
For introducing emphysema and trachea to the National Lexicon.
Great! I can be beautiful and have big, strong men by smoking your product. Where do you get this stuff?
I'm tired of kissing your butt and making my breath
gross. It makes me want to throw up.
Thank you, Big Tobacco, for causing impotence in young men.
Thank you, Big Tobacco.
For destroying our lives.
I hope you feel really good about it.
I am a soul.
Thank you, Big Tobacco, but you haven't gotten me yet.
You can just take those cancer sticks and shove them up your...
Thank you so much.
In addition to that, thank you for coming
us. We didn't need all those people anyway. You've been targeting us for so long. Now we're going to target you.
In the last few years, diamond bracelets have become a basic staple in a woman's jewelry wardrobe. Where years ago, a lady would only wear a diamond bracelet for dress, today they're worn at work and even with jeans. At the Shane Company, our bracelet department has diamond bracelets from a couple of $100 up to many thousands. We have hundreds to choose from in all styles. One of my favorites has five diamonds with an elegant linked chain for $485. It would make a great Mother's Day gift and can be worn for all occasions in good taste. If you're looking for a special Mother's Day gift this year, visit the Shane Company and be guaranteed of excellent quality in both our diamonds and our craftsmanship. Express to Mom how much you appreciate her with a gift of fine jewelry.
Now you have a friend in the diamond business, the Shane Company. In Minnetonka at 394 and Hopkins Crossroad, and in Woodbury at I-94 and Radio Drive. Open Monday through Friday till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5.
Okay, the real estate business is a cutthroat business, and your competition has a very sharp knife. You miss a call, you lose a sale. You lose a sale, you lose your house, your car, and that pretty wife of yours. Well, not really, but you get my point. Like any business owner, you need to generate new business, and you need to keep your overhead low. So you signed up for a new business calling plan from U.S. West Wireless. Simply pay a flat rate of $99.99 per month and get unlimited local calls, so there's no limit to how much or when you call. Now, with this unlimited local calling rate from U.S. West Wireless, you've made more new business calls than ever. The more you called, the more your business grew, and you sold enough real estate to buy a nice piece of your own. Way to go, Tiger. No matter what anybody else says, you're a cut above the rest.
Right now, get unlimited local calling for only $99.99 a month when you sign up for our U.S. West Wireless Promotional Plan for Business. Call 1-800-222-3772 for details. Service not available in all areas. Some restrictions apply.
Just when you thought fajitas couldn't get any better, our cooks went into the kitchen and pushed the tortilla envelope. Introducing Chili's new Mushroom Jack Fajita. With grilled chicken, sautéed mushrooms, that's right, sautéed mushrooms, Monterey Jack cheese, and smoky bacon. What do you get? A fajita like no other. Chili's new Mushroom Jack Fajitas. Eat to the beat of a different drum.
There ain't no bugs on me. There ain't no bugs on me. There may be bugs on some of you mugs, but there ain't no bugs on me.
Avon's GentroSoft Bug Guard Plus keeps the bugs off and the sun away. Vitamin E and aloe are good for skin. D3 formula's bad for bugs.
Oh, there ain't no ticks on me. There may be ticks on some of you chicks, but there ain't no ticks on me.
For skin so soft, talk to your Avon representative or 1-800-4-AVON.
Hi, it's Billy of Zone 105, and these are the Zone files. They Might Be Giants are set to release an MP3 EP called Working Undercover for the Man. The group are offering a unique promotion for their record through eMusic.com. By purchasing the MP3 EP online, the band will send you a CD copy of the record 4 to 6 weeks later. Working Undercover for the Man EP becomes available May 16th through eMusic.com. The Zone files from Vizzy.com, because your business is online, and Alternative Classics Zone 105.
The summer tours are coming, and we know you need some tickets. You got a list of a bunch of different shows that you want to see, and you don't have cash for all those tickets. Some of the shows you want to see aren't even in Minnesota. My friend, you got yourself a dilemma.
Oh, what to do? What to do?
We here at Zone 105 want to help. We want to send you on an alternative classic vacation to see Everclear, Goldfinger, Third Eye Blind, Moby, and 311 in the Windy City, Chicago. Just fax, email, or send Zone 105 a postcard with your three favorite artists. Friday morning, Brian Oak and Mary Lucia pick a winner at random. Everclear, Goldfinger, Third Eye Blind, Moby, and 311 in Chicago. From great clips, great seats. Northwest Airlines, sending Minnesota to over 750 cities worldwide. And Alternative Classics, Zone 105.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew, or at least it would be if his ass was in his chair where it belongs. Oh, here he comes. He was messing around on the computer. What are you doing on that computer there, Drew?
Trying to get something to press.
Uh-huh. What are you trying to print? DrDrew.com stuff?
No.
Mm-hmm. Something you don't want to talk about?
No, it's an outline of something I did today.
Did you,
I can't figure out how to get my computer to print, so.
What were you doing, delivering a graduation speech?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
To what university?
University of North Dakota.
And how long was it?
25 minutes.
Oof. Seems like a lot of you.
Yeah.
Just love being in Salt Lake. And were they
speaking out? No.
Really?
Oh, yeah. They seem to be having a good time.
They asked me like a year ago.
And was it their medical school?
Yes, medical school.
And so they're now going off to what?
Residency.
So you told them about what kind of hell they're going to
look forward to? A little bit. It's so funny. Medical school, you think, oh, phew.
No. Now, what do they have, 2 years of that residency?
Most about four.
No.
Some six, some eight, some ten.
Unacceptable. Unacceptable. Oh, see, you know, here's the thing about, and do you get paid for that, or what, do you get a little scratch?
18, 22 a year.
Right. See, here's the problem.
That's for 120-hour weeks.
Here's the inherent problem with every guy I grew up with. When you're poor and you're a little bit stupid, certainly from the Valley, the notion of working for free is unacceptable.
It's all delayed gratification.
Yeah, and going to college is essentially working for free.
Right.
As a matter of fact, you pay them.
Right.
So that you can waste 40 hours a week and no paycheck at the end of the week.
Right.
So that's for suckers.
Yeah.
And then, you know, internships and all that stuff, it's all for suckers. Except for the problem is they're 35 now and they're still swinging a hammer.
Yeah.
Because you can get the immediate money right out of high school. It's just you plateau around 19, 19 and a half, and that's about it. Delayed gratification. Man, that is it. But
that
you know what? If you're poor, sometimes you don't have a choice. Katie?
You know, the thing I'm doing, it's not even the shrine.
And I haven't been able to sleep, and I was wondering if there's any connection.
Who were you having sex with before?
My boyfriend.
Uh-huh. What happened to him?
We broke up and went our separate ways.
Yeah.
Huh. How long had you been physical with him?
A couple months.
Okay. And maybe the not sleeping is more about the breakup?
Possibly. I don't really think so.
He broke up with you?
I broke up with him.
Oh, why?
Sleeping
too much?
Huh?
Yeah. Why?
Well, he had a drinking problem,
mm-hmm.
And one night he got drunk and called me and said some things, and I just got sick of it and was over.
Yeah, that's good. And how old was he?
He's 18.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
Yeah, that's a nice 18-year-old guy with a drinking problem.
Do you have some sense of why you're staying awake at night?
No, I just can't sleep, roll around and all that stuff.
I think it's the chain, the loss. My goodness, I mean, you had somebody you were very involved with, and they're gone. I know you asked him to leave because of how he's behaving, but the fact is it's still a significant loss.
Yeah.
That is not, you're sort of not being honest with yourself. You think you just sort of step away from that and have no reaction at all.
Yeah, I'm a little confused, though. Anyone drink in your family?
No.
Did you ever walk? I mean, it's weird. See, here's what I'm confused about. Why do you hook up with this guy in the first place?
You're allowed to hook up with alcohol.
It can happen.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the other part is where do you get all this strength? And does it remind you of anything? And nothing like this went on. Your mom never told your dad to go pack or anything like that?
No.
So they're still together?
Yeah.
Yes?
Well, perfectly married.
All right, and everything's good.
Yep.
So you just got hooked up with a bad guy. You saw he was bad, and you did what was healthy.
Yeah.
How long ago was the breakup?
Huh?
How long ago was the breakup?
About a month and a half ago.
Yeah. You're allowed. You shouldn't sleep right.
Right. You're not supposed to sleep up there.
You should be happy you're not sleeping right. It wouldn't mean you're a person.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Especially when you're 16, you're female, you're being intimate with somebody. You're supposed to be freaked out a little bit.
Yeah.
You're supposed to toss and turn. Oh, if I had a nickel for every sleepless night I've had. Anthony?
Yeah.
You're 18?
Yeah.
What's up?
I had a question about vasectomies.
Yeah.
I don't want to really have kids or anything like that. And I was wondering how expensive those would be and how foolproof they are.
Let me just try to figure out what he means, kids and anything like that.
You know I'm guessing giving birth to other life forms.
That's what I was wondering.
Bats, raccoons, bears, things like that. Anthony?
Yeah.
They probably won't do it to an 18-year-old guy like yourself.
That's what I don't understand. I mean, if I don't want to bring kids into these world, into this world, why would they, like, stop me from doing that?
Not that we don't agree with you,
Anthony. I am 1,000% behind you, brother.
Yeah, it's just that there's a lot of change that goes on. If Adam and I had been allowed to do half the things we probably wanted to do with ourselves at 18.
How old do you have to be to get that done?
And I think some of it is based on, do you have children already? I think there's a lot of it. I mean, if you're 22 and you have four kids, I think they'll give you one.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're single at 22, I don't think they will.
Yeah.
But it's interesting. And you know what I love about this fabulous society we're living in? Anthony wants his Johnson locked off and some silicone implants and some guy to take a nice rasp to his Adam's apple and doll him up like a nice bitch. No problems there. I mean, you got to do a little therapy. Be evaluated for a year, and then you just pony up the cash to cut your penis off. That they got doctors for. There doesn't seem to be a liability involved with that one. If he wanted to wait a year from now at 19 and get a vasectomy, couldn't find anyone to take that kind of liability.
That risk, yeah.
What the F is up with that? And what kind of retarded logic is that? And isn't there more liability in cutting someone's peter off than there is in rendering it useless? And by the way, you know, we tell people all the time, hey, if you want to have kids as a society, you know, we can't get involved with that.
Right.
As a government, as a society, we can't pull aside some 16-year-old who's had a couple of kids already and say, listen, you're getting a Norplant, honey. You're a danger to yourself and your community. Or a guy. We can't do that. That's God's work. We can't do that. But we won't get involved with people wanting to make responsible decisions and not do it. You know, it's like it's backwards.
Mm-hmm.
It's ass backwards. We should be involved with the 16-year-old who has already had a couple of kids and a couple of abortions, and we should be supporting guys like Anthony who are saying, I don't want kids.
Yeah.
Why is that? Why do we insist? Why is that such a strong urge to people? You know what I mean? I mean, what is that? What's so? I know there's a very strong innate thing that all humans have to procreate, but why does it bother us so much when other people don't want to do it? You know what I mean? Why do we
hold out till they come to their senses, kind of thing?
Why do we take that as such an affront? You know, abortion and all this kind of stuff. Just accept the fact that certain people don't want kids and shouldn't have them. Fine. More room on the freeway for me.
The reality is the people that make those mature choices are the ones that ought to have them.
That's right. Absolutely. John?
Hello?
You're 16?
Yes.
Have you tried to stop smoking pot, but you can't?
I don't know if you guys remember me. I called like 2 weeks ago, stone out of my mind, kind of embarrassed myself.
No, that's all right.
But,
I've never had a call like that before, by the way.
But, after I talked to you guys, I'm not going to say it was all you, but I kind of started wanting to quit a lot more than I did before.
All right, yeah. You wouldn't want us to feel good about ourselves, would you?
Well, I'm just saying that I have a little bit of it in me.
I understand. And I know what it's like, too. Drew hears he's done some good for the community, starts getting cocky, starts flashing money around town, getting himself one of those nugget watches, divorces his wife, makes off with his secretary. I decide to do a one-man show off of Broadway, and the whole thing falls apart. Now, you're right. You got to keep us grounded. All right, John. So you tried to quit the pot, and...
Well, it's like an everyday thing. I say, okay, tonight I'm not going to smoke because I just smoke it before I can go to sleep.
John, you're an addict. That's the point. That's why you have to go get treatment for that.
I'm going to make myself a joke.
Just smoke pot.
What's that?
Tonight.
Yeah, smoke pot. Yeah, it helps me go to bed, and it's good. Yeah.
The difference between people that can stop smoking pot and can't is the disease of addiction. If you can't, you're an addict. If you can, you're not. Very simple.
Yeah.
You can't stop, you're an addict. That's what addiction is, the inability to stop doing something with serious consequences.
All right, but he's 16. Can you stop?
No.
All right.
M.A.
M.A., baby.
Oh, sorry.
John, that is the way it works.
man. Okay.
Do that or seek treatment.
Well, listen, you want to quit or not, goofball?
Yeah, well, yeah, I do because...
All right, good. Then go to MA. I'll make a note for myself to smoke pot tonight. Oh, it's true. I got some pot.
Yeah.
And,
it's not good, though. It's not a great sign you have to run out to remind yourself.
Well, what do you mean? That's healthy.
Yeah.
It means I don't have a problem.
It may mean that you have a memory problem from when
I didn't smoke pot. That's right. Before last night, I hadn't smoked pot in a long time. All right? Yeah. All right, we're going to take a little break. We'll be back with...
Unacceptable.
Back with Leon. He's not gay, but he keeps fantasizing about guys. And guys since making out one. Okay, well,
he's bisexual.
He may be gay. We'll be back after this.
We'll be right back with more.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
How low can they go? It's Superstore clearance time going on now at Sex World. For a limited time, Sex World's dropping trial.
Oh!
With great deals on a huge selection of adult videos, main brand stuff, and 800 superstars. Full length, uncut. Three for just $19.99. Need more? Take four. Four packs of hot Triple X action are an unbelievable $29.99. Videos, DVDs, adult toys, and more. It's all gotta go to make room for the truckloads that are on their way. Lingerie, clothing, shoes, and sportswear. Something for everyone.
Is there something for me?
Yeah, even you, Granny. Sex World's got it, and it tries to sell. Check out the deals on two packs of Sex Inc. magazine. Page after page of homegrown talent. The Real Girls Next Door. Two for just $7.99. With prices like these, they won't last long. Hurry in for best selection. Superstore clearance time at Sex World. 241 2nd Avenue North in the Warehouse District. Downtown Minneapolis. Sex World. Doing live booth girls 24 hours a day. Is this a great country or what?
Every so often, there's an opportunity that you just can't pass up. Something so good, you have to jump on it with both feet. Well, this is one of those times. How about a $1,000 sign-on bonus? U.S. West is hiring sales consultants to meet the needs of their growing customer base. If you have 6 months of customer service experience, you can get great benefits and a salary that ranges from $40,000 to $60,000 or more. Simply call 612-663-4383 to start the application process. If you're hired and take training classes in May or June, you'll get a sign-in bonus of $1,000. Call 612-663-4383 to put your career in motion. They're hiring sales consultants nationwide to meet and exceed the needs of their customers. Join the communications leader and see just how far your sales career can go. U.S. West is an equal opportunity employer. Remember, if you're hired and take training classes in May or June, you'll get a signing bonus of $1,000. Call 612-663-4383.
Does it have attitude? Does it have personality? Does it have style? In Great Clips, we know that to be a great haircut, it's got to be in sync with you. Your look, your image, your fix. That's why every Great Clips stylist receives ongoing postgraduate instruction at the Great Clips Advanced Training Centers. It's where they keep current on all the latest trends, hottest styles, and newest techniques. It's also where they learn how to ask the right questions and listen to what you have to say. So no matter which Great Clips you visit or which stylist cuts your hair, your haircut will always fit you. Your image, your look, your style. Guaranteed. And with convenient weekend and evening hours and easy-to-find locations, you can always get your haircut when it fits your schedule, not ours. Great Clips. Guaranteed satisfaction. Guaranteed style.
And now, a message from Audio King Car Audio. You can feel it in the air. The days are getting longer. Birds are chirping. And the grass is growing greener. This can mean only one thing. It's the season once again to disintegrate every living thing within a square mile of your car with scorching car audio from Audio King. Yes, the Rock in the Summer event is back at Audio King. So get down here, because there's never been so much cool stuff going on at one place, ever, in all of history. For instance, we're in a brand new PT Cruiser featuring a complete Panasonic system. Enjoy our best car audio prices of the season. Compete in a DB Drags car audio contest and see the vast tent sale. Purchase cassette decks starting at $79 and in-dash CD decks starting at $119 with free installation. Boom, boom, with your choice of Rockford Fosgate or Kenwood subs, buy one, get one free. Then, see how birds drop from the sky and flowers burst into flames when you drive by with your new stereo from Audio King. Rock into summer happens once a year. Don't miss it.
Hey, where'd you get that?
Audio King.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105. It's the Love Line. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. I was just sitting here when the music started up as Drew has his face buried in the computer. I'm eating chips, thinking about everything but the show. Tired, thinking about a big week coming up, and I just thought, no guests tonight. I just thought to myself, this will be one of those shows we never remember.
Are the ones we do remember?
You know, there's probably been like five shows over the last 5 years where you go, yeah, I remember that guy, or that was a good show, or that, Fiona Apple, she's good looking. You know, you have a few of those, right?
Well, so we enjoy spending time with other people.
But this one definitely going to fall into that big hopper, that big, like, I don't even remember doing it hopper. Now, it's not that it's not going to be a damn entertaining show. I'm just not going to even pretend like I'm going to remember this even a day from now.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh. There is salvation on the horizon, though. And that's going to come in the form of the lightning round. Yes, thank you, Anderson. A very good idea. That's right. Now I'm rejuvenated. And, Drew, you're just rejuvenated because you're half Jewish, right?
Yes, I'm Jewish.
Okay.
Yes,
hello, Leon.
Hey, you guys.
You're turn whatever down back there, would you?
Huh? Oh, sorry about that.
All right.
Okay. You guys, I had somewhat of a like a little thing going on with my friend.
You digging the underwear out of your ass while you're talking to us?
No, I'm just going into this little corner of my room so no one in the house will hear me.
I see.
6 months ago, me and my friend were on sort of like a campy trip, sort of semi.
Uh-huh. Camping. Oh,
that's it.
Yeah, and he got to drinking some tequila and some other, you know, like
that's
Irish
it.
Whiskey or something.
Listen, when I'm in charge, I will no longer let Americans refer to it as camping trips. I will call them raping trips.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be like we're raping out. It'll uh-huh. It'll be a rape fire. It'll be a rape portable stove, a raping stove. We'll call it raping. You know, it just Cub Scouts are going a weekend raping trip.
And those cars in the back of pickup trucks will be rapers.
They'll be rapers. That's right. They'll no longer be campers. The term happy campers will be replaced by happy rapers. I every time people pitch a tent somewhere on some dirt. There is sex that is going to happen. I'm telling you, if I went camping with my neighbor's dog and my grandmother, I'd come back and we'll have had sex with both of them. Absolutely. Absolutely.
You think raping might be too strong a word because it's not easily forcible.
No, I know, yeah. but it's
just maybe humping?
It's sex that you wouldn't have had otherwise.
Yeah. It's gotta be a better
even
word
two
for that.
Guys go out. I don't know, camping?
Ramping?
Raping?
Humping?
That sounds good to me.
All right.
So, happy rapers and the raping trip. And what other camp can I work in? Rape counselor?
Rape grounds?
Oh, wait a minute. They have the raping grounds.
Cabin could be a raping.
Well, cabin can't be replaced, Anderson. That cabin is where rapers go.
Rape grounds. KOA, rape grounds?
Yeah, like I enjoy the Yosemite rape grounds because they have barbecues and community bathrooms.
Or is raping outdoors?
Oh, yeah.
Raping out under the stars?
Hello?
Leon?
Yeah. It was totally consensual.
Yeah, I know. It's
funny. That's what I said. The raping is not the right
stuff.
Word.
Yeah. Anytime guys go at it, I look at it as rape. That's just the way I choose to look at it.
Yeah, well, I instigated it, so I'm the raper.
Doesn't matter. When I'm in charge, even if a gay couple who's been together for 35 years has a sexual encounter, it will be considered by the government as rape.
Right. Yeah. And
thank you.
We were out in the reservoir.
Yeah.
And it was in the back of his trailer hitch, and
I don't know, he just started touching on me and I started touching on him and it happened.
Yeah, I see.
But, okay, 6 months later, to the present, I'm masturbating about guys daily.
Yeah.
And after I'm finished, after I'm finished, I feel like I want to kill myself afterwards.
Yeah. Why? Why?
Yeah, I don't know, it's just this wave of guilt goes over my
and,
mind.
And who is it you're being judged by?
I'm by myself.
And why
because
are you doing that?
I don't know. It's something biological in me that just says, after you're done fantasizing about this thing, then you're gonna hate yourself for it afterwards.
Are you religious?
No, I'm not.
So it's an important
part. I'm atheist.
Now, what do you care then?
No, it's nothing religious. It's just, I don't know. It's my guilty consciousness.
Are your parents religious?
No, my parents are separated.
But it's an important part of the experience.
Yeah.
My parents aren't religious.
No, but... Why? Because it's a religious experience.
No. Do you see how it's an important part of the experience for you to include guilt in the whole deal here?
Because of society?
No, it's that you don't allow... I think that's the only way you allow yourself even to have these thoughts is that, okay, if I feel enough guilt, it'll maybe expunge these thoughts or make me feel okay as a person if I feel bad about myself or what feelings I have.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
These are your feelings. These are your true feelings. They're fine. There's nothing to feel guilty about.
They're not my feelings, though.
But you need to feel guilty about them. That's the point. And that's in order to have them, you have to be sort of punished in order to have those feelings.
All right. Leon.
That's not right.
Yeah. Listen to me. Maybe you're gay. Fine. That's all right. Look at all the guys you want. Masturbate to all the guys you want. Have all the boyfriends you want. It's okay. There's plenty of gay men out there.
I have a confession to make, though.
No.
I don't want to hear it.
Oh, now I got to hear it.
It's a bogus call.
I know.
I have to tell you something. It's really important or it's going to nag me for the rest of my life.
This is a bogus call.
Let him say it. Go ahead. I believe him. Go ahead.
Look, okay. For the past 2 years, I've been calling in, right?
Yeah.
I've called in at least 12 times.
Yeah.
And I have the tape deck up here, and I record each and every one of them. I've gone as Stephen Andrew?
What?
See, that's why he's bogus. Why are you on?
Oh, really? Don't want to talk to him?
I can't tell you all the different bogus calls you had or whatever. Yeah.
All right, well, that's fair.
Steven, Andrew, Robert, Leon is one of them.
Yeah, well, that's you tonight.
Yes, but you guys are still gullible. It's like each time I call.
Oh, that's it?
Each time I call you. It's like every call. I swear every call out there across America, it's fake. 90% of it's fake.
You think so?
Yes.
90%?
90% of it is open kids wanting to have fun on a Friday, Saturday. All throughout the week, they just want to have fun at night. So they call you guys up. I swear that's it. That's all I've been doing for the past 2 years.
Yeah, so we're not on Friday or Saturday.
Yeah. Sunday.
Oh, Sunday. All right.
Yeah, tonight. Yeah. Fake. It's all fake.
You think 90%, though?
95%.
Really?
I swear to God, it's all fake. Yes, I'd have 500 friends all in the same city. They still call you guys. They're like, hey, I called the guys the other night. It was totally great, man. It was all fake. I was leading them on.
All right.
Sure, that's the schmeal right there.
All right. But here's the difference, Liam. I don't care if they're fake. I make $300,000 a year. How much you make calling the show?
Yeah, you're making money off a lie, though.
I don't care. What do you mean? What's a sitcom? You think Jack Tripper really lived with those two chicks in Three's Company?
what do
I care, you retard?
John Ritter?
Yes. All right, Leon. Okay. Keep calling up.
No, I won't.
No, please.
Not anymore.
I'm begging you.
No, jackass. No.
Call the show.
No, jackass.
Hey, Leon.
What?
What city you live in?
No, jackass.
What city you live in?
Jackass, whatever.
Hey, okay. Leon.
Whatever. Go back to your $3,000. See
three grand? No, it's not $3,000. $300,000.
Yeah, $3,000 a freaking year. Try to inflate your salary right.
Hey, Leon.
Jackass.
Hey, Leon.
Jackass. Go scurry along now, fellow.
All right.
Scurry along, lad.
What was I... hold on a second, Leon. I want to talk to Drew. I'll put you on hold, all right? All right, hang out?
Yeah.
All right. I want to talk to you, all right?
Okay.
All right. All right, hold on. He didn't hang up, did he?
No, sir.
Leon?
Yeah, Jackass?
All right, hang on.
So he's having too much fun.
All right, that's fine. All right, let's talk to Kelly here. Kelly?
Yes?
You're 25?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't believe you.
Why?
Well, it's 90%, 95% of these calls are bogus.
Oh, well, no, mine's true.
Oh, that's what they all start out saying.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on?
Okay. About 3.5, 4 years ago, I moved to Florida with my boyfriend of the time, and we lived there for 3 months. And when I first moved there, I didn't like it, and I like was upset all the time, and I started eating a lot, and I just kept eating and eating to, you know, make the time go by, and I gained like 20 pounds, and then like when I came back, I started this new job, I met some new people, and I wanted to start losing weight like really fast.
Yeah.
So I started eating like real healthy foods, but then like I would always still crave junk. So like when I craved the junk, I would eat as much of it as I possibly could, and then I would get sick.
You'd vomit.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's a little eating disorder there, right, Deborah?
Yeah.
Hold on a second there, Kelly.
Okay.
We got to take a quick break.
That's good to see.
Yeah. Leon.
Yeah, whatever.
All right, hang on, all right?
Okay.
All right, we'll take a little break. What city are you in?
Yeah, okay, buddy.
What city are you in?
What?
You in L.A.?
Yes, I'm in L.A.
Oh, good, good. All right, because let's see if I can hook up with Leon. Became a good ass kicker. So I got no problem with kicking Leon's ass. And if Leon, you want to come by the parking lot, I'll give you an ass kicking right here. I'll put a microphone out there and give him an ass kicking. I like that. I got no problem with that. All right, we'll take ourselves a little break. Leon, you hang on. And Kelly, we'll get to you and your eating disorder after this.
Love Line with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew. 1-800-LOVE-191.
This is Adam Carolla. This is Dr. Drew.
Stay tuned for more Love Line on the Zone 105.
Dream Girls is looking for a few good men, 18 and older, for a serious study on human sexuality. Applicants for this study must apply in person at Dream Girls and present a valid Minnesota ID. Those chosen to participate will be subjected to a wide variety of beautiful women. These women, in various stages of undress, are certified by Dream Girls to elicit a wide range of responses from participating subjects. Men applying at Dream Girls should be in overall good health and free from any heart conditions. Those bearing a ticket stub from any downtown event shall be admitted at no charge. Dream Girls reserves the right to continue weekly appearances by adult film stars. Those wishing to utilize the discreet rear entrance of Dream Girls shall be permitted to do so. For more information or directions to Dream Girls, call 33-DREAM. Make a difference. Choose to participate at Dream Girls. Open late, open now. Just west of Hennepin on 5th Street in downtown Minneapolis. Dream Girls, where your fantasy begins.
You had kids, and like clockwork, your wife surrendered her black strapless dress to boogie-encrusted blue jeans and dribble-laden sweatshirts. Well, gentlemen, desperate times call for desperate measures. And as the man in this relationship, it is your duty to remind your wife she is not only a dedicated mother, but that she is still, albeit fully adorned with strange vegetables, the same irresistible woman you married. To refresh her memory, we suggest a little something in a burgundy box from Helzberg Diamonds. Like half-carat diamond earrings, priced from $99 to $799. Backed by over 85 years of experience and our diamond guarantee. Who knows? They just might inspire her to slip on that strapless dress and send the kids to grandma's for the night. If it comes from the heart, shouldn't it come from Helzberg Diamonds?
Visit Helzberg Diamonds at Brookdale Center, Mall of America, Maplewood Mall, Northtown, Ridgedale, Rosedale Center, and Southdale Mall. And see them on the web at Helzberg.com.
Get up, get out, it's another day. You're on the road trying to make it pay. Too many things to do and not enough time. Don't want to find yourself sitting in line. Who wants to spend their life at the pump? We've all got somewhere to go. Fill her up fast and be on your way. Get mobilized, get mobile today. Pick up the kids, pick up some bread. Gotta keep moving to stay ahead. Sometimes it feels like you live in your car. Seems like you drive all day and never get too far. Who wants to spend their life at the pump? We've all got somewhere to go. Fill her up fast and be on your way. Get mobilized, get mobile today. Fill her up fast and be on your way. Get mobilized, get mobile today.
Attention electricians, the National Electrical Contractor Association and the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, Local Union 292, are in need of Minnesota licensed electricians for immediate work in the metropolitan area. We are offering a $100 gift certificate to Ganner Mountain to anyone who is licensed in the state and not currently an IBEW member. All you have to do is contact the IBEW office and say that you heard this ad, set up a 30-minute appointment with any local 292 organizer, and listen to how becoming an IBEW member can improve your life. We offer the highest wage and fringe benefit package to all of our members performing residential, commercial, and industrial wiring. Now we are willing to buy your Ganner Mountain hunting, fishing, or camping supplies just to explain the opportunities that await you as an IBEW electrician. To receive your Ganner Mountain gift certificate, call 800-337-8310 to make an appointment to meet with an IBEW representative. IBEW Local 292 is 97 years old. It worked then, and it works for you now.
AmeriCorps Vista and the Minnesota Literacy Council are seeking ambitious adults 18 and over for an 8-week full-time summer reading program in St. Paul and Minneapolis. As a summer Vista, you'll be conducting one-to-one reading and tutoring sessions, conducting literacy activities and after-school programs, and promoting the Minneapolis and St. Paul Library Summer Reading Initiative. You'll receive a stipend and an educational award. Positions begin June 15th and end August 9th. To get involved, call the Minnesota Literacy Council, 651-645-2277.
Alternative classics are always just a click, click, click away at zone105.com. It's your place to find out all the latest concert information. You want to know where the hottest bands are playing? You want to win tickets to the best shows? Register to win an alternative classic vacation to see one of your favorite Zone artists. You can even listen to Zone 105 live from your computer. It's all happening at zone105.com.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
We're smack in the middle of the Zone 105.
Zone 105, KVNR Lakeville, KVNE Cambridge, KVNE Eden Prairie. This is Zone 105.
Yep, it is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. It's Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. That's Drew punching the microphone.
Mm-hmm.
Stone Temple Pilots are going to be in here later this week. Lit and Lightning Round coming up later tonight. All right, when we left off, we're speaking to Kelly. Kelly's 25. She eats until she vomits. And just sounds like she has an eating disorder to me.
Oh yeah.
So, Kelly.
Hello.
Yeah.
Did you have an eating disorder at any other time during your life?
I did for a little while I was a senior in high school.
Okay. So does it surprise you that it would come back again?
No. But the thing that bothers me now is that recently, like in the past year, I've become like really like secluded from people. I like tend to get really irritated very easily, like around people. I don't want anybody to like be around me. And like I have like really serious mood swings, and like when I eat now, my stomach hurts really, really bad to the point where it's like even if I don't want to get sick, it's just like my stomach feels just so full all the time.
Well,
I just get sick.
Listen, you need to see somebody about what damage you might have done, whether you caused a gastritis or God knows what, from what you've been doing to yourself. But more importantly, the eating disorder is a sign that there's something really significant going on with your emotional state. And you're telling us more that you're agoraphobic, you can't be outside, you can't be in crowds, you're depressed. I mean, this is all something that needs to be treated.
All right, so do the eating disorder treatment and get all that treated at the same time?
Well, just see a professional who can have the whole thing assessed and get under care. And whether or not it's taking medication for depression or having a full comprehensive treatment of the eating disorder remains to be seen.
All right, let's check back in with Leon.
Your buddy.
Loveline Buffer's calling. Leon?
Hey, Meteor Whore, how's it going?
All right, hang tight, all right?
Okay, dear guest.
What?
Okay, I'm chilling here, jackass media whore.
Okay, which one's who?
Actually, you are the media whore.
Yeah.
And I am sort of a jackass for talking to you for such a long time.
Oh, come on, buddy. Don't be so hard on yourself.
What? You know what? I'd eat your ass for breakfast. You have your bodyguards out there protecting you. And you know, you're a celebrity. You can't get your hands dirty.
Oh, no, listen.
I would beat you down.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Okay, listen.
Oh, man.
I'll tell you what. You bring it on.
Right, right. Okay, and then you know what? It's going to be all across the tabloids.
No one cares what I do.
Talk show host, love line, blah, 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 whatever, gets beaten up by a longtime listener for being a jackass.
Well, listen, you name the place.
Okay, but I'm going to chill out here. I'm not through.
All right, hang on.
Okay.
All right, listen.
I'm not through.
All right, listen, you come on over here if you want.
Right.
Come on over.
Right, and then when do I get to see your bodyguards, like creating a human shield around you?
Oh, no, no, listen, I will personally kick your ass if you come over here. I guarantee you that.
Do you have the black belt in Kung Fu? I think not.
I will guarantee I will personally kick your ass if you come here, and no one else will touch you except for me.
Can I get that in writing?
Yes, yes, come on down.
Right.
Okay. Okay. I'll put you on hold, I'll give you the address, you come on down.
Okay, certainly.
All right. All right. That'll be good times. David?
I just picture who we are.
Still, I have no problem beating the crap out of him. I really don't.
You would just kill the guy.
I just want one good one. I won't hit him in the face. I just one to the body. Just want to just double him over.
You should, Adam. You know
Thank
that.
You. I will.
That guy sounds like an a-hole.
I will do it.
Seriously.
David, you're 16. What's up?
Did you think of all those times, those years boxing? This is a chance to put it all into...
That's the time to put it all into one good punch.
If I was closer to the station, I'd come down and help you.
I'm not going to need any help.
You don't need any help.
No help at all.
Yeah, I understand. All right, well, check it out. I've been having sex, for 3 years now.
Mm-hmm.
I've never had a problem keeping it up. And then, just a couple days ago, in the middle of sex, it just completely...
Were you smoking pot that night?
I do all the time.
There you go.
Really? You think that could be it?
Oh, yeah. It'll start to happen more as time goes along.
More? Really?
As the pot raises estrogen levels, depresses mood.
He was stoned while he was trying to have sex, right?
No.
Well, when are you not stoned?
Well, I usually am, on a wake-up.
Okay.
And then before I get to bed...
Can we reenact that, please?
Come on.
I usually when I wake up until I go to bed.
Yeah, but you don't always get stoned in the middle of the night, when you don't set your alarm and get up and get stoned, right?
No.
No, all right. So you don't have real fun with it.
20 in the morning.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, David.
Yeah.
You got to back off on the weed.
Really?
And don't worry about the erection thing. The anxiety about it happening will make it more likely that it will happen again. But the marijuana is what's going on here. The people who smoke a lot of pot, get low sex drive, have difficulty with erection sometimes.
Yeah.
That's part of the deal.
Yes. Margo.
Hey.
You're 23.
Yeah.
What's up?
First of all, that guy sounds like a real jerk, and you just cut him off.
No, I'm intrigued by him. Hey, listen, I want to kick his ass. I have no problem with that.
Okay, my cousin, I went to a family reunion recently, and I just met a bunch of my cousins, and one of them was sleeping in the room with me, and I passed out. We drank a lot that night, and I woke up, and he was, naked on top of me.
The first cousin?
Perfectly normal, perfectly healthy.
No, he's like...
It was a reunion. Come on, you really want to get to know your
second
family?
Second cousin.
Yeah.
How old is he?
He's 26.
Okay.
And,
he's just we're not that closely related, and... since this is the first time we met, it's we're not really cousins. We're not really related. And
had you met? You never met him before?
Right, yeah.
All right. So,
And now he's called my house, 50 million times. And then I was over at my other cousin's house, and he was calling over there.
Yeah.
And he just won't stop. And
well, what happened when you woke up and he was on top of you naked?
Well, I came to pretty quick there, and he started talking. I'm like, what are you doing? You want to get off? And he's like, we're not that close related.
All right, but did he stop?
Well, it wasn't, violent, but he pretty much, did what he wanted.
You had sex with him?
Talk him out of it,
Yeah. It's hard to talk guys out of that. Especially family. I know that can be. It's very tricky talking to family about sex,
When they're having it with you.
And what's a handful ass? He's had a long day at work. As long as you're under this roof, you ever got that? You'll blow me? Sure, you got that from your dad.
Well, everyone does.
Your dad couldn't afford a prostitute. Well, he could, but he was saving some money. Yeah, see, I knew something. Margo was describing it as if nothing had gone on, but I knew something must have gone on, otherwise the guy wouldn't keep calling.
Right.
You know you're in a bad place dating when you look at a family reunion as a, potential opportunity for dates. Hey, listen, some of these folks I hadn't spent too much time with growing up, it ain't going to be weird.
Oh,
yes, taboo too. All right, hey, Margo?
Yeah.
what's happened to you or what's up with you that you would let this go
put up
on?
With this, yeah.
What happened to you?
My dad died like 5 months ago, and this is his side of the family, and I never really knew them.
No.
What's up? Were you ever been raped before?
Yeah. How old were you?
I've had mostly one night stands and stuff like that.
Were you sexually abused when you were young?
No.
Huh?
No,
Well, what's up?
Were you physically abused?
Well, no. My parents never hit me or anything like that. My dad was just sick a lot, you know.
Yeah. Were you a fat kid?
No.
Well, what's up? What's up with you? A bunch of one-night stands? Your cousin rolls over on top of you when you're passed out drunk? You don't really have the heart to stop him or tell him no?
He's like schizophrenic, too. So I was kind of afraid what he might do because he's been known to wig out, I guess.
Wouldn't that be even more reason to really make a scene?
Yeah, more reason for me to stay away from him, you know. It's like,
well, your impulse to stay away from him is fine, but what about the series of one-night stands, no relationships, and...
I really don't know, because I question that a lot, too, you know. It's like, because I really don't have relationships, I just, you know. And, like, it's gotten to where sex isn't even, like, anything, you know. It's just, like, something you do, and then...
All right.
So, I don't want anything to do with him afterwards.
Yeah, something's up, Margo. Well, what was your dad sick with?
He had ITP. It was like a blood disease.
You mean thrombocytopenia purpura?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
yes. He had a spleen removed and died of the flu, actually.
Yeah, but ITP is not something that makes you sick all the time.
It was like he couldn't, like, get hit or else he would, like, bleed profusely, and then he had spinal meningitis a couple times.
Okay.
And, like, most people die from that, and the doctors were always amazed. And
all right, so maybe that's going to factor in here. Margo, you got to get a little therapy. And stay away from your cousin.
I know. Well, I'm trying to stay away from him, but it's like I don't want to tell his dad what happened because it will start a big family feud, you know?
Well, no, it's not going to. It shouldn't start a family feud if you this guy raped you.
Yeah.
They should be angry at him.
Why would you think people would side with him at all?
I don't know. There's always, because I told one of my cousins about it, and I was like, well, he's not all there, and, you know, maybe it was because he was drinking, and maybe it's because of this, and maybe it's because of that, you know.
Well, whatever, but it doesn't make it okay.
It's nice that you have that cousin running defense for the guy. All right, we'll talk to Brian. Oops, Brian? Brian?
Yes.
24? What's up?
Well, I had one question. First of all, I wanted to know, what's your analyzation on about that guy that just called in so upset? You think it's a jealousy thing? What do you think that is?
Leon?
Yeah.
I don't know what you're asking, Brian.
I think he's just bored, really.
That's what it is?
Well, I'll give you...
Like, put them on together if you want.
I can do it. What do I do? Yeah. Just press the lower one?
Yeah, just push it.
I tell you one thing, Leon is not getting any tail. Guys who do a lot of prank calling do not get sex. That's the problem. That's one of the things. And
maybe
I think
that's why he's so irritated with maybe you.
He could be angry about it. I don't know.
You
ask him yourself. Here he is.
The only reason I'm trying to irritate you is because you're so thin-skinned. The same thing with all the celebrities out there in the media world.
Do you want to be famous, bud?
What? Do I want to be famous? No, hell no, I don't want to be famous because I lose my identity if I do that.
I don't get it.
What identity? The guy that's not getting laid?
Isn't he from humanity?
Humanity.
Anyway, that wasn't my question. My question was...
Hold on there, Leon. We'll get back to you.
Yeah, please. We will.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Brian.
We're just getting engaged and so forth, and a lot of the reason why is because she is pregnant now, and we had done ecstasy. I don't know if you guys have heard of the drug or anything.
No, never heard of XP. Never heard of that one.
Drew dealt it in college. Are you kidding? Heard of it. Yeah.
But anyway, big drug going around now, and I don't know much about it.
It is a profoundly dangerous drug. It is shocking to me that people could be using this with such casualness. It is the National Institute on Drug and Alcohol Dependency is going to put out a series of PET scans, basically, that show the brain damage from even moderate exposure to ecstasy. It is a very serious neurotoxic chemical.
Now, has there been any tests done with pregnancies and so forth?
Absolutely. All those stimulants are the worst thing you can possibly do during pregnancy. I would rather see somebody shooting heroin.
No, really? So you recommend heroin?
Don't recommend it. Well, if we're going to make choices, I'll take the opiates any day.
Hey, Brian?
Yeah.
One thing you kind of slipped in under the radar is you're getting married. She's pregnant. That's a lot of the reason why you're getting married. Well, do you want to get married?
Yes. We've known each other for like 4 years.
All right. Well, we've known each other.
We have another kid together, and we made the mistake of not getting married then, although we've stayed together and worked things out.
I see.
And
all right.
You know, we try to be the best parents that we can be for
him. Okay. Well, so you're saying she was high on X when she was pregnant.
Yeah, but we didn't know she was pregnant then, and she's not the type that would do anything.
All right, Brian.
I see. It was right at the moment she got pregnant, or?
Well, we just found out. When we found out, let's see, when was it? We found out a month ago.
And how long after conception was she doing drugs?
See, we think a month.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all right.
So did that be pretty safe?
Well, hold on a second, Drew. Let me answer this.
Please do.
It's not a great idea. We don't recommend it, but think about all the stuff that people have done before they knew they were pregnant. People turn out all right anyway.
All right.
So the kid's not going to come up with the cure for cancer. Big deal. Get a nice job driving a forklift. Buy one of those houses that comes in two pieces. Put them together right in the middle. All right. Where are we going here, Drew?
You want to talk to him?
Oh, I don't know. I can't take too much more.
He's tired of him.
Yeah.
He won't come down here. He can bring a couple friends with him.
Yeah.
They think I'll take you on.
Yeah, listen. Seriously. No, he's a... Listen. Nicole.
Hello.
You're 16. What's up?
Yeah, I had a question. Okay, I have psoriasis, and the first and last breakout was about 2 years ago on my hand. And they said, the dermatologist said something, if I get tattoos or ear piercings, I can't get them because it can affect it or whatever.
Yeah.
And I can break out in a keloid. So does that mean I can't get tattoos at all? Because I want a tattoo.
Yeah,
well, when the dermatologist said you can't get tattoos.
Uh-huh.
Can't get them. You'll get one of those race cars.
What do you think he meant?
I don't know. I just thought maybe if I got a second opinion or a third opinion.
Well,
I wanted to know
it can stimulate the psoriasis. It can come out in and around those areas of irritation.
What tat do you want anyway?
A star, a death cone star.
Why?
Because I love the death cones.
What is that? Star Trek or something?
Yeah, no, a band.
Oh, did you say Deftones? I thought you said Defcon or something.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, Deftones have been on this show.
Yeah, they're awesome.
Yeah. All right, get one of those. And I'm sure, you know, when you're in your 40s, you'll still be huge, huge Deftones fans. Yeah. Drew has a Bay City Rollers tattoo on his right ass cheek.
You forgot it's Humble Pie.
Oh, Humble Pie. That's right. 30 days in the hole.
Hey, Adam.
Isn't that a Humble Pie song? Yeah.
Kick that dude's ass.
I'm gonna.
Yeah.
Yeah, he won't. No, he's too big a pussy to come over here.
Yeah,
but listen, I'm not a liar. You come over here, I'll square up with him. No problems. No one else will get involved. Leon?
I'm trying to back out of it. I hear it in your
voice. Leon?
That's why you're keeping me on.
Hey, Leon, seriously. Hey, Leon, I know you'll never do it, but I'll give you the address of the place. You can come on over.
I am polishing my brass knuckles as we speak.
Bring them over.
Right, yeah.
Bring them over.
Okay, yeah.
Bring them over.
Okay.
You can use them if you want.
Right.
It won't bother me at all.
Easier said than done, right, Adam?
No, not. Listen.
It sounds good on the radio.
Hey, Leon.
Right?
Leon.
I mean, the audience really, like, eat if they feed off of it. Like hyenas.
You come over and find out. You see, you see.
Fist, no.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Right, right. Okay.
Oh, yes. I used to do it for a living. I had no problem doing it on you.
Yeah, but if you could do that, you wouldn't be able to because I'm too strong and fast.
Come on down and we'll find out. That's
right.
All I'm saying, bro.
I'm going to get kicked off the lot.
No, you will not. I'll let you right on in. I have no problem with that.
That's a lie. That's another lie.
All right. Hang on, Leon. I'm serious. How far away are you? Because, you know, you only have like 40 minutes now.
And by the way, yeah, you have to finish by midnight.
Yeah. You're going to need to get here right at 12 because I want to be in my car at 12:02. Okay?
Because you're going to go home to your Touvet and your IKEA furniture.
Touvet? Oh, Touvet? What is that?
It's a comforter.
Oh, that's a Touvet.
Well, that's something I'm going to wrap you up with, and I'm kicking your ass.
That's a duvet. It's not a touvet. Yeah, I don't have one of those, but I got to get one of those. I do have the comforter, though. I enjoy that. Touvet. Stephanie, it's great that he made a point of that mispronouncing that word. Get home to your touvet. Stephanie, you're 17. What's up?
Oh, boy. I'll sleep.
Oh, really? Yeah, that's no fun, though, because chicks don't snore.
If she did, though. There she is. Her breathing?
No. They're no fun when they fall asleep, women. All right, let's see. Let's talk to Michael.
Yeah.
You're 19. What's up?
I have I have two questions, actually. One is I have a bruise type looking thing on my penis. And I don't know, when I was younger, it wasn't there. But ever since I found out, when you touch your penis a lot and you could shoot.
Wow, that is the most sort of poetic description of masturbation I've heard in a long time.
Wow. Yeah.
When you found out that you could touch it, we could shoot.
Are you published, Michael?
No. I found out it was free, so it was the best.
Yeah.
And, I guess it started showing up, and I was like, well, am I bruising it or what? And I don't know what it was. It looks like a birthmark, too, but if it was a birthmark, you know, it wouldn't have been there.
Well, if it was a bruise, it would have gotten better over time. It wouldn't stay fixed.
Yeah, but I'd whack off, 10 times a day.
Still would have gotten better.
Really?
I don't know what he's describing, but somebody should look at it.
Urologist?
Yeah, somebody. Yeah, dermatologist. General doc would be fine.
Really?
Yeah.
10 times a day, though.
Yeah.
Man, after my own heart. Paul?
Yeah.
You're 23. What's up?
I'm kind of wondering. I know I don't have schizophrenia. I'm pretty sure anyway. Mm-hmm. But I have symptoms that are similar, you know, to what usually we consider that. And I just wonder.
What are your symptoms?
All right, thanks. I need a. Excuse me.
What are your symptoms?
Kind of nervous. A lot of times I'll hear things. You know, nothing like, you know, nobody talking to me or telling me to do things. Just, I don't know, maybe being in an airport, because sound off to the side all around you, you know. A lot of times it happens before I'm going to bed or when I'm relaxing, but I've been fine. And lately it's been getting, I guess, more persistent. Like at work, I might just be sitting hanging out and you'll hear things, you know.
What are those things? I'm not clear what you hear.
Well, that's the point. It's nothing specific. It's just, you might think it was someone 10 feet away talking, mumbling. Sometimes it might, a minute ago I heard some beeps, you know.
Anything else you hear? Is that anything else happening?
I know I'm fairly paranoid, but I don't know if that's with that or if that's just the personality.
Do you believe that people are thinking about you're trying to do something to you?
No, just thinking about me, you know.
Do you speak?
No.
No?
No. I'm just real nervous, if that's what you're asking.
You're not doing any stimulants?
Every once in a while, we'll smoke a little marijuana. Not a lot, though.
Well, wait a minute. But these feelings, when do they start up?
Well, the paranoia feelings, that would just be any time, you know. That's almost my whole...
Your whole life?
Yeah.
I mean, how much worse do you feel now than you did 5 years ago?
At some point, I came aware of it, you know. As far as I can remember my whole life, I've always, went to bed with the stereo fairly loud, you know. Things like that. And then, I don't know, you pick up things over time, and I noticed it. It's not that I feel worse or better. It's just a thing that's there. It doesn't feel threatening.
All right. It doesn't sound like a psychotic condition at first brush. People that are psychotic don't really know they're not hearing the things they think they're hearing.
Yeah.
They believe, they believe it.
You can't be nuts if you know you're nuts.
Well, basically, that's true. I think that's a reasonable rule of thumb. But he may have some sort of chronic process of paranoid problem that he's got going, and he may be very, very anxious now, and that may be creating funny symptoms. But there are medical conditions that can do this. Thyroid condition can do this. Brain disorders of various types can do this. So something needs to start with a medical evaluation.
All right.
And get checked out.
What is Barbara here?
He can't quite figure it out. Just found out kid's dad is married. Should she tell his wife? Kid's dad is married.
What does that mean? Barbara?
Hi.
What's up?
Hey, I was dating this married man, and I didn't know he was married.
Uh-huh.
And I ended up being pregnant, and that's when he decided to tell me. But everybody's telling me I should get a hold of his wife and tell her.
Okay, good enough. Hold on a second.
Okay.
All right.
Let's check Leon real fast, yeah. Love is calling, Leon.
Yeah, you're so smart.
Leon, you got to come down. You got to come down here, brother, because I'm going to be getting out of here.
Spell duvet if you're so smart.
Listen.
Spell duvet if you're so smart.
Listen, I'm not the one who mispronounced it. Now, come on down here.
I was frothing at the mouth.
Come on down here.
Great, okay.
Seriously,
yeah.
What city are you calling from?
I'm calling from West Bank.
All right, you're not coming down here.
Yes, I am.
Come on, pussy, come on down.
What the hell did you call?
Come on down, pussy. I'll give you the address. Listen, I'll go talk to you right off the air. Leon?
Yeah.
I'm going to talk to you off the air. I'll give you the address, okay?
Okay, jerk off.
All right, hang on. All right, we'll be back. I swear to Christ, I hope this guy comes down here. I'm going to love kicking his ass. All right, we'll be back in a minute.
Once again, with
Love Line. Love Line. Savannah Carolla and Dr. Drew will be right back before they know it.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Love Line on the Zone 105.
I feel a lot of love in the room tonight. We got time for a few requests right now. Don't know that one. Well, let's try another song about Cricket, the dead porcupine who uses CollegeClub.com.
No way! Well,
there once was a porcupine who studied in school. Then there once was a porcupine who studied in school. He got help at CollegeClub.com. He was deaf and he wasn't no fool. Well, I found no study aids, and they passed the breeze. Then I found no study rules, and they passed the breeze. They never passed, no, to no test. There was even an online virtual dissectable blog. All right, thank you. Woo! Log on to CollegeClub.com for great study aids. CollegeClub.com, it's all you. It's all you.
Woo! Log on to CollegeClub.com for the best class notes on the web, plus info about financial aid, summer jobs, and other important stuff. CollegeClub.com, it's all you.
With Mother's Day coming up soon, all of us need to figure out what to get Mom. And jewelry really is the perfect answer. Not only is jewelry personal and therefore truly for her, but jewelry also something she'll have forever. I'm Tom Shane, and diamond pendants make an ideal Mother's Day gift. Women love to wear different pieces of jewelry around their neck to match their clothing as well as the occasion. They'll always appreciate another diamond pendant. One style new this year is shaped like a flower at $195. We also have a teardrop shape and a contemporary crisscross, which are also $195 each. All three are top quality with sparkling diamonds. Any of these pendants make a Mother's Day gift that says you care and that you went out of your way for her.
Now you have a friend in the diamond business, the Shane Company, in Minnetonka at 394 and Hopkins Crossroad, and in Woodbury at I-94 and Radio Drive. Open Monday through Friday till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5.
Hello, thank you for calling. Your call is important to us. Please hold. Our representative will be with you shortly.
Some people like this kind of music. It's mellow. It doesn't contain lyrics that are inappropriate for small children. If you have a fondness for hold music, then you may not be interested in the hookup service on EdinaRealty.com. The Hookup is a free, secure online service that allows anyone who's moving from a house or apartment to change their utility service, order the newspaper, hook up a new phone, and other stuff. We've been in the real estate business for 45 years. We know that when you're busy with a move, changing these services is a real hassle.
Thank you for holding. Your call is important to us.
So, EdinaRealty.com makes it simple. You just click a few boxes. The only problem is it doesn't have a soundtrack. But then, you must have a radio. EdinaRealty.com. Log on. Hook up.
Time now for the Weekly Planner. Join Trackstar Motorsports and McKenzie's Bar every Tuesday from 8 to 11 for Two Wheel Tuesdays. Enjoy great food, drink specials, great videos, and speed vision. McKenzie's Bar is located at 918 Hennepin Avenue. Right now, register to win a PT Cruiser from Chrysler at the huge Rock Into Summer sale. Going on now at Ultimate Electronics. Brothers is the hottest bar in the Warehouse District. Happy hour is from 4 to 7, and everything is 2 for 1. Yes, everything, even on event night. Brothers, 430 First Avenue, always the best specials, always the most fun, guaranteed. Looking for a real career? Drive a bus to Metro Transit. Always have flexible, and you can earn up to $12 an hour. For more info, call 612-349-7557. Metro Transit. Hop on. That's the Weekly Planner. Listen for details.
I'm Brian Oak.
I'm Mary Lucia. Mornings on Zone 105.
And you got to get up pretty early in the morning to fool Mary Lucia, and I mean that literally.
Don't even go there, Brian.
That's right. Each morning it's go time. David Letterman, he's our go-to guy.
And you know, Brian, whether we're hard at work or hardly working.
Yeah, it's a measure twice, cut once kind of radio experience every morning on Zone 105.
Sometimes we mess with the bull and we get the horns.
Does that work?
No.
20 years of alternative classics. 105.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Love Line on the Zone 105. All right, it is Love Line. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. I spoke to a caller, Leon, off the air and invited him down. He said he was calling from Palm Springs and said he was going to be in town next week. So I told him he can come down next week. And then he said he liked the show.
He's bisexual.
So I guess he's back on board. All right, Barbara.
Uh-huh.
You're 20.
Uh-huh.
What's up? Oh, wait a minute. I know what's up with you. You're dating a married guy. You didn't know he was married?
No, his what he told me afterwards was that his wife worked in South Carolina during the week when it was only home on the weekends, and that's when he said he was working.
I see.
Huh?
I don't know, but I decided to go along with it.
I didn't get that at all.
His wife would go to South Carolina to work all week, and then on weekends she'd be home, and he'd say he'd be working on weekends.
Yeah.
I see.
So it was very convenient.
I see.
Yeah.
And would you go to their house, though?
Yeah, he has two little kids who I took everywhere.
Oh.
And
where do you think the wife, the mother of the children was?
He told me she ran out on him like a year ago.
Uh-huh. And what about the house itself?
No sign of her anywhere?
No pictures, no perfume?
You know, there wasn't any pictures of her, but I guess there was signs that I should have recognized.
Like all her toiletry stuff was out?
No, but I mean just how nice the house was, you know?
Doilies everywhere?
Yeah. I mean, I guess I should have recognized something like that, but I wasn't looking for it.
How old are these kids, by the way?
3 and 4.
Yeah.
And this guy's got huevos as big as all outdoors.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, listen, I understand cheating, but bringing her over to the pad, hanging out with the kids.
He doesn't even work, is what I found out now. He lives off of her.
Wow.
Fantastic.
He's just a sociopath.
Hey, Barbara.
He doesn't care.
What's wrong with you that you would be attracted to this guy?
I didn't know he was
married. No.
No, I didn't.
He's a bad guy.
Listen, here's...
You know what? I always get the bad guy.
Yes,
right.
There you go.
Why?
Here's the deal, everyone. You don't need to know specifics. You just need to know if someone's bad or not. And it's easy to know bad people. It really is.
But the sex is good.
Of course. Well, sure, but there's kids in the room. I mean, with that kind of audience.
Yeah, sex is good, but it's like fetish sex.
Yeah, it was.
What was he doing? What was he doing to you, baby?
He's going
to
make me get all flustered up. He liked the...
Oh my God!
Hold on a second.
This is one of those. I can't. I'm flustered. I can't talk about these things.
Oh, Jesus Christ!
That all got dropped though. People didn't appreciate it. Again,
is.
The poetic. Right, that all got blanked out.
Well, let me explain what Barbara said.
Oh,
Barbara did not want to talk about his sexual proclivity and
it makes she gets embarrassed.
She's a little flustered. She's
sensibilities.
She's got to be honest with you, with us. She's not proud of what went on in that bedroom because of her sensibilities and the finishing school and walking around all those years with a book on her head for a posture. But anyway, tells the story of him liking a double-headed dildo and like to corn a hole himself with it while it was in her. Other than that, pretty straight sex stuff, I'd say. Wouldn't you say, Drew? All right. Barbara?
Yeah?
Let me make sure we're on the same page here. One end of the fake penis was in him, right?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
And the other end was in you?
Mm-hmm.
Which part are you?
In my...
Okay.
Hey, Barbara? I don't want to know how you speak when you're not on the radio. I imagine...
you don't want to know.
We just using our imagination, we can kind of figure it out.
I pretty much just mother effer and then like some connecting words like and if occasionally like market.
No,
you know.
I don't use the mother effer.
Eat food.
Okay. All right. So anyway, Barbara, what the hell happened to you?
Yes.
That's the big question.
What do you mean?
Oh, and now you're pregnant?
No, I have my son.
Oh, you have your son.
Yeah, he's 10 months old.
And it's his child?
Yes, it is.
Did he forget to pull out the dildo?
No, we had regular sex.
Condom broke on the dildo?
Jesus Christ.
We had sex.
Oh, you're going to make one hell of a mother.
I am a great mom.
You're a delight.
Mm.
I do. I work two jobs, and I take care of them. I do all the bills and everything.
Yeah, working two jobs, by the way, does not equate with great mom.
Yeah, I'm a great, great father. I'm working on the Alaskan pipeline right now.
Like it's Christmas.
How can you be a good? How can you be a mom when you got two jobs?
So one job I only work about two times a week.
Yeah.
2 to 3 times a week, but it brings in extra cash.
All right, baby. All right. Oh, listen, we're tired of digging in on you, this guy's a horrible guy. No, just let him have his own sort of hell that he's in. The soup, the mire that he's in is so poisonous. Just let him fester in it. I know you're screwed up and you want to act out, but find someone new to act out on.
No, I do really. I am in a good relationship now.
Good.
Well, we would bet that if you were attracted to the guy, there's something up with him.
Yeah.
Either was your dad an alcoholic?
I'm going three-headed dildo. That's what I'm guessing. Do they make those? The Delta dildo? Mothra. yeah, who's this new guy? I don't trust him.
He's a good guy.
Huh?
He's a good guy.
What's he do?
He sells tickets.
Oh, he sells tickets?
Uh-huh.
To the policeman's ball?
No, to, like, games.
Already sells them out in front of the stadium?
No, he owns a company that sells them.
Right.
He's a licensed
professional scalper.
Yeah.
I see. And I don't trust this guy either, by the way. Because that's a sleazy-ass job.
It's
sleazy. You know what that is?
He has a humongous house.
Let me tell you what that job is. That's, here's how I make money. I rip people off for a living. I take $35 concert tickets and I charge $600 for them by taking a bunch of teenagers and drug addicts and putting them in line so they can get a wristband and then give it back to me. It's really a horrible profession run by horrible people. It's almost as low as publicist. Almost.
So what was your dad like?
Parking enforcement, publicist, ticket scalpers. That's how it goes.
What was your dad like?
What was he? He sell used RVs or something?
No, my dad.
Mafia?
My dad never abused me in any way.
What do you do for a living?
He sells rags.
Sells rags?
Yeah. Their main thing is they take used clothing.
And make them into rags?
The third world countries and the leftovers, they make into rags.
Yeah. All right. There's another good gig. All right. Well, Barbara?
Uh-huh.
All right. Stick with this new guy. Don't tell him all the stories about the old guy.
Oh, no. I won't.
Good woman. And keep an eye on him. I don't trust him.
Okay.
All right?
Thanks.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Listen.
Forget about signing that Wi-Fi. Don't get involved with it. That guy, good riddance.
Right.
You get involved with him again, you'll be a web you'll never extract yourself from.
I don't know why I have such disdain for the sort of pseudo-business guys that have some sort of business, but it's not really a business. It's more about, it's sort of legally ripping people off. It's sort of like an above-the-board scam, essentially. There's certain businesses that are that way.
Yeah.
And these guys drive me nuts. Maybe I'm jealous. Maybe I don't like the fact that they're making money off of something that seems so easy. But I hate guys who don't have tangible skills, and those guys end up just selling stuff, and I hate salesmen. I never trust them. TV salesmen are horrible people. Car salesmen are horrible people. I don't mean selling the TV. Wait till you get inside a TV and see the guys who sell the shows. It's just a bunch of guys with fake white teeth who are playing golf all the time and laughing. And, I'm Stu Jenkins. Loud eyes to me. Oh, and they're traveling, and they're cheating on their wives, and they're just... They're horrible. People that sell stuff are horrible people. People that sell stuff just can't do anything else. That's what that is to me. And publicists.
Sorry, people.
Oh. Angel.
Yes.
You're 25.
Mm-hmm.
What's up?
I've been getting yeast infections for the last, 8 months, almost on a regular basis. And I'm a dancer, and I wondered if maybe, the baby wipes I'm using at work, or maybe even my jacuzzi that I have at home, could that be adding to my problem?
Jacuzzi could. Ballerina?
Modern, jazz, or a contemporary, or interpretive dance. What do you do?
I'm going to my ballet. What?
Oh, exotic.
Oh, exotic. Interesting. I never think that one. And you go out use baby wipes at work though, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
So you don't smudge up the glass, the mirror in the back of the.
No, there's no touching.
Oh, I see. But you don't want to grease the pole up for the next.
Ew.
Car. What do you?
No, I mean I just use it. Just I don't know to
you know
be
what?
Clean.
You're wrong about this night. I'm going to remember.
Going to remember this.
Yeah.
All right. It's a good thing I announced it. Use the baby wipes when you're backstage before you come out on stage.
Right. Exactly.
I see.
For makeup removal.
No. Downstairs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you wearing rouge on your crotch?
No.
You just like you don't want to go out there.
It's pretty common, seriously. I mean, I don't want to be moist, you know.
Right. I understand. Listen, hold on a second, Drew. If I were going to go out and do some dancing where I was going to spread my ass, you're damn right I'd give it a good wiping down before I hit the stage. And everyone in the front row would appreciate it.
Hey, that's
too.
Like a hosing down.
A hosing, a dipping, and something that was bubbling. Please.
All right, the jacuzzi can
get
do
a
it.
Bottle brush in
the wipe
before I hit
do
the
it.
Stage.
Are you on antibiotics or medication, anything like that?
No, not, and I never had this. I've been dancing for 2 years.
All right, we'll get it. Have you treated it thoroughly?
Oh, yeah.
How have you treated it?
With, like, the over-the-counter cream.
You're going totally...
I went to the doctor the first time because I had no idea what it was because I'd never had anything like this before.
Totally nude?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, baby, what's up with you?
Well, how so?
All right. Hey, you know, listen, topless is one thing. Totally nude. The chicks will start getting a little nuts. At that
no,
time.
No. I'm a good girl.
All right, baby. All right, Angel. I got to do the lightning round, you know?
Okay.
So I got to make some time.
Get back to the doctor. There are other things that can predispose to it. There are things like diabetes and thyroid conditions. Any kind of medical problem can predispose to it. And once these things happen, they tend to keep happening. Sometimes you need to take something like Diflucan, which is a pill. You just take one pill. It eradicates the yeast.
You know what I'd do? I'd get them baby wipes. You know how they have the dispenser where you sort of pop one off at a time? I'd stuff like 10 of them up me and just, you know, let the guys pull them out. You know what I mean?
Like a tissue dispenser yourself.
Yeah. Nice. All right, we'll be back for the lightning round after this.
Let's have some more fun.
Okay, let's do it. Call Love Line 1-800-LOVE-191.
Love Line, we'll be right back.
What is our table?
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Love Line on the Zone 105.
Gabby's presents the Twin Cities official South Park Wednesday.
Maybe I can lure into a night of exotic delectation.
Head to Gabby's every Wednesday night starting at 8:30. Upstairs, a $3 cover gets you 50-cent taps all night long and a free taco bar until the end of South Park. And after the show, Gabby's opens up the dance floor and takes you back to the 80s. Plus, they give away cash every half hour from 10 until midnight, and you'll keep enjoying those 50-cent taps. Your official South Park headquarters is Gabby's. Join me, Brian Oak, this Wednesday night at Gabby's, located on the hip northeast side of Minneapolis, just north of Broadway on Marshall, right on the Mississippi. South Park Wednesdays at Gabby's, brought to you by Comedy Central, Media One, Bianchi Rossi Tours, and Gabby's Saloon and Eatery. Join us at Gabby's this Wednesday, May 3rd, for the grand prize giveaway and a full screening of the South Park movie Bigger, Longer, and Uncut.
You hit the mark this time. Can't get her out of your mind. This love is real. Let the world know how you feel. Go straight to the heart.
Mother's Day is May 14th, so surprise her with Goodman Jewelers Baguette and Round Diamond Band, designed just for mom for only $99.95, and receive free our adorable cuddly bear. It's a great way to present her Mother's Day gifts. Give a gift from the heart. Goodman Jewelers Diamond Band for Mom, just $99.95, and a free cuddly bear.
Go straight to the heart.
Make it a Goodman Mother's Day. Trusted jewelers since 1907.
Shop their 9 convenient locations. Free financing for 1 year available. Minimum purchase and minimum monthly payments required.
Right now, there's a place in Chicago where life stories are written. On 6-string guitars. Right now, you could be riding a Mississippi paddle boat straight into the 19th century. Right now, extraordinary things are possible right here in Illinois.
you can stroll through the Anderson Japanese Gardens in Rockford, home to over 7 acres of waterfalls and stone pagodas, or take a walk on the wild side. In Peoria's Wildlife Prairie Park, you'll find these discoveries and hundreds more like them in the new Illinois Weekend Adventure Guide. Just call 1-800-2-CONNECT or visit our website at enjoyillinois.com. Maybe we can help you discover the ancient Cahokia Mounds, a place that marches to the beat of a very different drummer. Call 1-800-2-CONNECT. Order your free weekend adventure guide and see all there is to see right here, right now, in Illinois.
Do you have a family member who cannot quit using drugs? If nothing seems to work, call Narcanon. Narcanon provides free professional counseling, evaluation, and referral services to internationally recognized alternative and traditional facilities. When continuing relapse is a problem, call Narcanon at 1-800-468-6933 or visit the website at www.addiction2.com today.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105. Good part of my side game, it's right to side game. I'm the Lone Ranger, that is my Tonto. I am Laurel, he is Hardy. I am Bob, he is Hope. His name is Dr. Drew, everybody. He's the doctors with the Marcus. All right, we're going to hop back on the road today. Smack dab in the middle of the lightning round. Let's just check the time over here. It's 11:46. And 30 seconds straight up. That is 13 minutes and 30 seconds away from the top of the hour. Ah, witching hour. Let's hop back on the phone. Leah, 21 years old. What's up, Mama?
Yeah, I was curious.
Hold on. Let me check the time. 11:46 and 50 seconds. That's 13 minutes. It's like, well, that's a good part. Yeah, Leah, what's that, man?
So,
So
I was curious in having sex if, Okay, so if I was to go ahead and have herpes, would sex go ahead and stimulate an outbreak?
If you had herpes with sex?
Well, I have herpes. When I go ahead and have
With
sex.
With a new partner?
With a
new
had
partner.
Several different partners, but they've all known about sex.
That's how you got the herpes, baby. But
so,
I said I wouldn't cut you off my list. No, sir.
It's different in different people. Sometimes it can be stimulated every time you have sex, sometimes never, but new partners do tend to stimulate it more.
Why is that?
Nobody knows. It's probably because the virus is passing and the other person is about to get an outbreak and maybe reinfects you, something like that. I don't know if anybody's done for sure.
I mean, why new blood can crank up the happy? Well, let me check the time of it. It's 11:48 straight up, 12 minutes away from the top of the hour. You're smack dab in the middle of the lightning round. I'm Ace Rockola. That is my good friend. I'm going to hop back on the phones up and we'll talk to Bob is 22 years old. Hey, Bob.
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah, let me check time real quick. Actually, I just checked it for my own personal purposes. I'm not going to share it with you guys. What's up there, Bobby?
One guy, Leon, needs to shut his damn mouth.
That's right, Bobby.
I have a couple black clear from the radio station. I'll go down there and kick his ass myself.
Thank you there, Bobby. That's what I need. I need callers doing my bidding for me. What's up there, brother?
Yeah, well, what the problem is, me and my girlfriend, we've been together for about 4 years, and we're sleeping together for about two. Now, whenever we do, you know, sleep together, it... She has, like, a lot of pain because she says that I'm too big for her.
Nice.
And
are you?
Like, that's what she says, I guess so. It's like, really a problem.
Is she the only one you ever slept with?
No, not me, but I'm the only person she's ever been with.
But how about you?
No, I mean, people have told me, yeah, you're big, but that's never been a problem like this.
I am a big boy.
Hey, Bobby, man, it's lubrication.
I've tried every...
She can check that to make sure there's not something structurally going on with her.
She's in a field, so, I mean, yeah.
Then she should know she should get checked out, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, let me tell you what she does in the medical field. She's the one who puts the cotton in the top of the vitamin packs.
Hey,
it's my cola. Wow. Hey, where the hell that come from? Where you been all my life? Play that one again. Put that on loop.
Hey, it's my cola.
I play that in my car. Where'd you get that, man?
Some caller.
Okay, but let me check time real fast. It's 11:49 and 55 seconds. That's 10 minutes and 5 seconds away from the top of the hour. Say,
So for Bob, there may be some true anatomic disproportion.
That's right.
Maybe lubrication. Maybe just her.
Let me tell you something, ladies. You use that penis excuse, penis too wide for me, hurt in the vagina, and there's a 20 in it for you every time you bring it up, each and every time. I don't care if I got to run down the ATM naked. You're getting yourself a nice, crisp deuce every time you bring that up in front of the ace man. All right, Ben, let's hop back on the phone, Zep. We'll talk to John. John?
Yeah, how's it going, man?
John, you're 15 years old. What's your problem there, bud?
Yeah, well, in the past, I had a lot of psycho kind of girlfriends, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out, you know, maybe it's something that I'm doing wrong or so that I'm, like, attracting them or something.
Yeah, could be breathing. There's a lot of psychos out there, Jen.
Yeah.
Jenny, you're 15 years old.
Right.
Yeah, don't worry about it, okay, brother? You'll get along just fine.
All right.
You got a long, long life ahead of you, unless you get wiped down. Go ahead. It's 11:51 straight up. It's 9 minutes away from the top of the hour. I'm Ace Rock Coleman. It's a good partner over there, Dr. Drew. Did I tell you guys that the fabulous rock band Lit will be in here coming up? Also, another rock band, the Stone Temple Pilots, SCP, for those of you initial fans. They're going to be in here building later this week. Right now, we're going to hop back on the phone. Again, checking the time, 11:51 in 25 seconds. 8 minutes and 35 seconds away from the top of the hour. Straight up, lightning around, Timmy. What's up, partner?
My question is, I masturbate while I'm sleeping.
Good, it's a time saver. Wish I could figure that out. I can't hold down a job and wagging off too much. But you take care of it while you're sleeping, nice.
Yeah, but I have a lot of roommates and my girlfriend's pregnant, and they come in to check on her. And it would be kind of embarrassing, you know, for them to see me do this while I was sleeping. And I was wondering if there was any way I could stop it.
Yeah, I don't believe you either. Sorry there, Timmy.
You don't believe me?
No.
I'm straight up telling the whole
thing. All right. Well, here's how you can stop it there, Jimbo. Squeeze one off before you hit the hay. That'll take some of the wind out of your sail. You can dream like about Vietnam like I do instead of sex. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that memorable tour of duty you had.
That's right.
You rarely talk about that. I'm surprised you brought it up.
Enjoy. Let's check the time. It's 11:52 and 35 seconds. That's 7 minutes and 25 seconds away from the top of the hour.
I am midnight,
the witching hour. You want to hang on
the show on some of his, who he is.
That's right. Lay my cards on the table. Let me tell you what I got on the table. Four aces, brother. Let's go.
Did you do anything you were ashamed of when you were in Vietnam?
What's that?
Did you do anything you were ashamed of when you were in Vietnam?
Yeah, I did take out a few villages, I think, in my third tour. I was on a minesweeper in the Mekong Delta. It smoked out of a human skull. But I don't want to talk about it. We got Hot Pack on the phone. So take one more call. Drewski, you want a big one up there? Yeah, let's speak to Noah. Noah, you're 17 years old. What's up there, brother?
Noah. There is Noah.
Noah fell asleep right in the middle of the lightning round. Hold on a second there. Joseph.
Yeah.
Joseph, you're 22 years old.
Okay.
Do you constantly lie to people?
All the time.
How do we know you're telling the truth about lying, brother?
I knew you were going to say something like that. No.
Well, that's the kind of joke Ace Rock Cola would make, so it's apropos. Let me check the time real fast here. It's 11:53 and 40 seconds. That's 6 minutes and 20 seconds away from the top of the hour straight up. Joseph, maybe you're just insecure. Maybe you think that people aren't going to like you the way you are.
I don't know. This has been going on since I was a kid. I mean, is there something like the people actually have this, like, compulsive liars?
Yeah.
I lie literally for every goddamn thing all the time.
All right. Where should he go? Well, it would make one hell of a salesman. Hold on a second. Joseph, what do you do for a living? Maybe I can turn lemons into lemonade.
No, I'm just a student, that's all.
All right. Drew, what do you do? Real quick now.
You need to take help. There are behavioral ways to help manage this.
He's a student. Go to the
student health service.
Go to the nut. It's the big building shaped like a nut. Go on in. as Mr. Squirrel. There should be a guy in a life-size squirrel suit that's out front greeting this. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back after this.
Loveline, we'll be right back.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
And now, a message from Audio King Car Audio. You can feel it in the air. The days are getting longer. Birds are chirping. And the grass is growing greener. This can mean only one thing. The season once again to disintegrate every living thing within a square mile of your car with scorching car audio from Audio King. Yes, the Rockin' the Summer event is back at Audio King. So get down here, because there's never been so much cool stuff going on at one place, ever, in all of history. For instance, weigh in a brand new PT Cruiser featuring a complete Panasonic system. Enjoy our best car audio prices of the season. Compete in a DB Drags car audio contest and see the vast tent sale. Purchase cassette decks starting at $79 and in-dash CD decks starting at $119 with free installation. Boom, boom, with your choice of Rockford Fosgate or Kenwood subs, buy one, get one free. Then, see how birds drop from the sky and flowers burst into flames when you drive by with your new stereo from Audio King. Rockin' the Summer happens once a year. Don't miss it.
Hey, where'd you get that?
Audio King. Tired of your current job? Unsure about where life's taking you? You know you want a better career, but it's as if there's a vast canyon between you and that better career. So how do you get there? With training from Lakeland Academy, it's your bridge to an exciting career in the healthcare industry. Lakeland graduates possess the technical skills that are highly respected throughout the healthcare community. Skills that are noticed by top healthcare employers. Train now for your career as a medical assistant, dental assistant, or medical coding specialist. Careers in high demand with bright futures. Do it today. Call Lakeland Medical Dental Academy in Minneapolis at 612-827-5656. That's 612-827-5656. Start building your bridge to a better career with Lakeland Academy.
Call Lakeland Academy today at 612-827-5656. Classes start June 26th.
Attention electricians. The National Electrical Contractor Association and the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, Local Union 292, are in need of Minnesota licensed electricians for immediate work in the metropolitan area. We are offering a $100 gift certificate to Ganner Mountain to anyone who is licensed in the state and not currently an IBEW member. All you have to do is contact the IBEW office and say that you heard this ad, set up a 30-minute appointment with any local 292 organizer, and listen to how becoming an IBEW member can improve your life. We offer the highest wage and fringe benefit package to all of our members performing residential, commercial, and industrial wiring. Now we are willing to buy your Ganner Mountain hunting, fishing, or camping supplies just to explain the opportunities that await you as an IBEW electrician. To receive your Ganner Mountain gift certificate, call 800-337-8310 to make an appointment to meet with an IBEW representative. IBEW Local 292 is 97 years old. It worked then, and it works for you now.
They crashed into America with 150-mile-per-hour winds. Trees were uprooted like they were toothpaste. Metal roofs wadded up like tinfoil. Homes became debris. Hurricane Andrew was the most expensive natural disaster in U.S. history. In the aftermath of Andrew, many heroes emerged, and one hero may have been overlooked, the United States Census. Thanks to your answers on the census, precise census maps have been drawn to depict where homes once stood. Census information helped direct emergency services personnel to where temporary shelters should go. Census information even helped to support the need for disaster assistance funds. A census occurs once every 10 years, and your answers help provide a plan for the future, or for a flood, a tornado, or even a hurricane. Census 2000. This is your future. Don't leave it blank. Paid for by Census 2000.
AmeriCorps Vista and the Minnesota Literacy Council are seeking ambitious adults 18 and over for an 8-week full-time summer reading program in St. Paul and Minneapolis. As a summer Vista, you'll be conducting one-to-one reading and tutoring sessions, conducting literacy activities and after-school programs, and promoting the Minneapolis and St. Paul Library Summer Reading Initiative. You'll receive a stipend and an educational award. Positions begin June 15th and end August 9th. To get involved, call the Minnesota Literacy Council at 651-645-2277.
Zone 105, with 20 years of alternative classics, all on one station.
If that's bad, then I want to be bad.
105 kicks off your workday with 105 minutes of commercial-free Zone music at 9 a.m. Just after Brian Oak and Mary Lucia. Then, join Zone 105 for the Flashback Lunch at noon and the Flashback to 5 for your ride home. 20 years of alternative classics. Zone 105.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105. Well, maybe the night was more memorable than we had initially anticipated. Thanks for tuning in. I do appreciate it. We'll be back tomorrow night. Again, Lit and Stone Temple Pilots a little bit later this week. And until next time, this is Adam Kroll for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
He is a world-class dick.
Well, now,
this has been Loveline. The stuff expressed on Loveline is not necessarily discussed with the staff, management, sponsors, or anyone else, including Westwood One Entertainment. Loveline is produced by Ann Wilkins and Gold. Now, please enjoy these birds.